about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be introducing our in-studio guests in just a few moments, but as we start off, we invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 27, starting at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 27. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful and the powerful gift your word is to us each and every day. And thank you for the opportunity, Father, for us to spend time one-on-one with you as we simply sit at your feet and read your word day by day. Father, move upon the heart of every single listener to grow in their knowledge of the great blessing, the great encouragement, the great strength, the great uplift that is found in spending time reading and meditating on your word daily. And Lord, help us to be faithful, not only in our own lives, but help us to be faithful to teach our children and our grandchildren to read your word every single day and to draw on the great blessing, the great encouragement, the great strength, the great grace that's found in spending that time one-on-one with you. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity we have every day as we spend time with you in your precious word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'd like to remind our listeners that we do have our fall share-a-thon coming up in just a few weeks. So we want to encourage you, if you would, please give us a call to share listener testimonies. If you will share with us ways that God has blessed you through the ministry of Urban, we'd really like to hear from you. If you could call in and share a testimony, we'd be very appreciative. The number to call is 1-877-327-5647, and that's 1-877-327-5647. If you'll share how the Lord has used Urban to encourage you as a disciple and a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd appreciate hearing from you. And also, this coming Saturday is Operation Tank Full of Love. It's a ministry that we've partnered with for a number of years, and we're doing it once again. Help Urban Family and American Family Radio and Air Corner Ministries reach out to those who defend our freedom. It's our opportunity to say thanks to those who sacrificed so much and given themselves, in the military. On September 17th, Operation Tank Full of Love will bless soldiers serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with free gas for their vehicles. Help us say thanks to the soldiers and families serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Our goal this year is to serve 2,500 soldiers. Again, we're inviting you to help come alongside and help this very important outreach. Operation Tank Full of Love is a gift from the body of Christ, and it's a great way to let the soldiers in the military know that we're proud of them and we appreciate the great sacrifices and work that they do. Donations for the fuel are needed to reach the goal, and 100% of that which you give will go towards helping to bless our troops in this way. To contribute, go online to tankfulloflove.com. Again, tankfulloflove.com. Or you can call 1-877-927-5647. 1-877-968-3742. Again, that's 1-877-968-3742. And then finally, let me remind you once again, for those that live in the Memphis community, we want to invite you to come out to be with us at Brown Baptist Church tomorrow night. Again, Brown Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Bartholomew Orr is the pastor, will be there for the 12 noon Bible study. And for 6:30, we'll be having an event. We call it a Festival for Truth, a Festival for Truth, in which the staff, many of the staff that are part of Urban Family will be there, and an opportunity for us to introduce our ministry and our network to the South Haven and Memphis community. So if you can come out to Brown Baptist Church, we'll be at 12 noon. We'll be at the main campus at 980 State Line Road East in South Haven. And at 6:30, we'll be on the South Campus Sanctuary at 7200 Swinney, South Haven, Mississippi. If you can come out and be with us for both times, 12 noon and 6:30, we'd be glad to have you come. If you can only make it to one, please come out. We look forward to meeting you in person and giving you a chance to learn more about the work and the outreach of Urban Family Talk Radio. If you can come and be with us, we'll look forward to meeting and seeing you there. We're grateful to have with us in studio today, Rebecca Bishop. Rebecca is the director of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, Mississippi. Rebecca, thanks for being with us today.
Much, Pastor, for having me.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Rebecca, as we start off, I'm going to ask if you'll tell our listeners about the work that you do. Again, you know, again, as you and I have spoken about, when we have broadcasts, we have directors, it's good for us to start from scratch.
Sure.
Because there's so many people that don't know about the great work that pregnancy clinics do. So tell our listeners about what you do.
Great. That's right. Unfortunately, there is still a large part of the population that is unaware that Pregnancy Center Ministry exists. We are a nonprofit, Christ-based organization that exists to guard and preserve the sanctity of human life. And we do that by trying to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary in our community, because women who find themselves pregnant have the support that they need to carry those children to term and give them life. So we try to be a tangible source of help, of hope, of resources for these women and the men too, and the rest of the family members. Everything we do basically is to create and encourage and promote a culture of life. We always believe that life is the better choice.
And you're located in, where in Oxford are you?
We're kind of on the outskirts in the county there, across from North Oxford Baptist Church. We are the old parsonage for that church. It's a red brick house, kind of back in the woods a little bit. And it's North Lamar extended, basically. If you're coming from the square, it turns into County Road 101. We're up there on the hill, and we just try to be there as a beacon of light and truth and hope for women. Oftentimes in a crisis situation, they don't know what to do. They're scared. They can come to us. We can sit down with them, talk with them, share the truth of God's word with them if they give us permission, and then explain to them that they have other options. They have other alternatives outside of abortion if they are open to hearing that and exploring those options. We're there to give them as much information as we can, factual information, to help them make the best decision possible.
Okay. And so like, you're in a college town.
We are.
Ole Miss is located there in Oxford.
Yes.
Do you ever have students to come by?
We absolutely have students to come by. And I said we were kind of on the outskirts out there. Hopefully within the next 3 to 5 years, we are looking at actually moving closer to campus. We want to try to reach as many students as we possibly can for Christ. These abortion vulnerable young women, we need to be a little more visible. We need to let them know that we're here and we are available and we want to help you. We're not trying to coerce you into anything. We're not trying to shove anything down your throats. We are honestly here to try to help you however we can.
Mm. Okay. Well, also too, like, you know, something that I've come across from time to time, run into people that seem to think that pregnancy clinics do abortions.
You're right. I find that a lot, too. We get phone calls almost every day from young women thinking that we are going to procure an abortion for them, that we're going to refer for abortion. And that's just not true. I mean, there's nothing farther than the truth, honestly. We are we're 100% pro-life. We're going to warn them about the risks involved with abortion. We're going to make sure they have accurate medical scientific information on all the different procedures and the risks involved. But mm-hmm. at the end of every day, we are advocates for life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, for listeners that are listening out there that would like to be able to just become real prayer warriors for you, how would you mm-hmm. How would you ask believers to pray for the work that you do?
What we do is spiritual warfare, so prayer is extremely important for this kind of a ministry. We do sometimes walk around feeling like we have targets on our backs because Satan hates what we do. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate any and all prayer that just covers our center. We gather every morning as a group and pray out loud in agreement that God would put angels around our center, that no harm would come to us in any way, that no weapon formed against us would prosper. We pray that God would continue to faithfully provide for us, not only protection but provision, that he would cast his net out into the community and send us those girls who need to come and be ministered to. Those are the main needs, protection, provision, that God would send us the right people, that the Holy Spirit would work through us to give us exactly what to say mm-hmm. and how to say it is so important in situations like that.
Right.
Everything we do, we want it to bring honor and glory to Christ.
That's good. And, you know, I think of this too, Rebecca, too, that many people may not be aware of how many young women that will come to a pregnancy clinic who really have in their mind that they're going to get an abortion, mm-hmm. but they stop by, and a lot of times they don't even know why they come by.
Oh, yes.
But
we see that a lot.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's exactly. Mm. Not only with clients, but volunteers. I've had volunteers pull up and say, I'm not even sure how I ended up here, but I am, and may I please have an application? And of course, I just try to roll out the red carpet and give them the grand tour. But yes, the Holy Spirit leads people to us. It's amazing to watch the way the Holy Spirit works.
That's good. I want to ask if you'll pray for our listeners now that the Lord will really speak to them during the broadcast about how he would have them to get involved, whether it's for prayer purposes, being a financial giver, a volunteer, but there's something every listener can do. Would you pray for those persons?
Absolutely. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to be here today and to have this type of a platform where we can reach so many, Lord, for you and in the name of life. Father, I do pray that whoever can hear my voice right now, that you would open up their heart, soften their heart, open up their mind and their soul, Lord, and just have them to be receptive. Lord, have our message today find favor yes. with them, Lord, Jesus. That they would be convicted, that they would be spurred to action, to want to be a voice for the voiceless, as Proverbs says, Lord, that they would pray for us, that they would put us in their prayer journal, stick a little note in their Bible, Lord, and remember us daily. Lord, if they are financially capable, that they would want to give a monetary gift, Lord, maybe a recurring gift every month, Lord. We Thank know you. That the harvest is ripe. We know that the laborers are few, Lord. We need volunteers. If anyone would like to come and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, we have so many different roles there and opportunities for people to get involved in a hands-on kind of a way. Lord, I just pray again. That our message would bless those who are listening and that they would want to join us as champions for life. Every life, Lord, born into this world, we know is an image bearer of you, God,
yes.
And how important it is that we work to protect that.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Rebecca Bishop, the director of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, Mississippi. We'll be right back after this break.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening. Shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening. Encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
The women's ministry at my church recently had a chat and chew. It was all the women of the church, specifically mothers and daughters, but included older and younger women. The chat part was the older women 25 and up sharing with the younger women some of their testimonies. The desire was to help them understand that they didn't have to go through girl things alone, that there was somebody who understood where they were and had been there before. It was a great encouragement for everyone. The chew part was a time of fellowship and food. We mingled, we laughed, we talked, and of course, we ate. I came away from the chat and chew really glad that I had pressed my way to get there. I said all of that to say this: everything that you go through is purposed for your life and designed for you to help bring someone else out. Don't allow the enemy to make you ashamed of your journey so that you keep silent about how God has kept you and brought you out. Share with the younger women so that they know that they can make it too. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Freedom is an amazing gift from God, and He's given us an incredible number of heroes charged with the job of protecting it. I'm Eric Horner, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of doing something really special for those who've answered freedom's call. On Saturday, September 17th, Operation Tankful of Love, in partnership with American Family Radio, will again be working to bless the men and women serving at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with a gift of some free gas.
Living the life of a soldier is rough with being away from family and having to deal with just the environment that's there sometimes, and this kind of stuff raises morale.
The sacrifice that you guys make makes the sacrifice that we make so much worth it.
If you'd like to be a part of Operation Tankful of Love 2016, you can give us a call at 877-968-3742 to make your tax-deductible donation. You can also donate online by going to tankfulofloveoffice.com. Won't you join us in being the hands and feet of Jesus to those who serve?
Far from ease, and the load I cannot bear.
Collective commissioned the song Secret Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We have in studio with us today Rebecca Bishop, the director of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, Mississippi. Rebecca, as we start off this segment, would you share with our listeners about you all have an important event coming up in a few weeks?
We do. We have an annual banquet. It's always in the fall. It is always at First Baptist Church in Oxford. This year, it is on Tuesday night, September 27th. That's Tuesday, September 27th. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited about our keynote speaker. His name is Ryan Bomberger. And if you are familiar at all with the pro-life movement, you have probably heard his name. He is a big name and a mover and a shaker. Huge advocate for life. He is, with his wife Bethany, director of the Radiance Foundation, and you can check them out at theradiancefoundation.org, O-R-G, and see what they're about. He, just in a nutshell, was conceived in rape. That's what we sometimes refer to as one of the hard cases, rape and incest, but his mother courageously chose life for him and placed him for adoption in a loving Christian family where he was loved and he was nurtured, and he has devoted the rest of his life to dispelling the myth of the unwanted child. He says that every single child is wanted by someone. Mm-hmm. And we are just really excited. He does a lot of audiovisual. His presentation is really dynamic. It's going to challenge us. It's going to encourage us. And I would just really encourage you guys, whoever's listening, try to be there. The tickets are $20. I'm also happy to share that starting next year, we're going to go to a little bit different model, and we're not going to sell tickets anymore. We're going to make this event free to the community. We feel it's that important. We want everyone to come who wants to. Mm-hmm. But for this year, we are still doing the tickets, $20 each. That's also going to get you a delicious sit-down dinner. And again, you just do not want to miss Ryan Bomberger. He is amazing.
So that's 2 weeks from today then?
It is, exactly 2 weeks, right, because it's on a Tuesday. It's not going to interfere with football or anything like that. And it's a great chance for couples to just get out of the house. We will have a nursery there. Bring your children. We've got that covered. They can be in the nursery downstairs, and you can come upstairs, have a nice meal with your spouse, and fellowship with other believers who are passionate about the cause for life. Mm-hmm. And everyone that I ever talk to says that they are so blessed by it when they go, and they always look forward to it every year. And it is our only fundraiser for the year, so it's sort of imperative that our supporters come, that they get inspired by the message, that they catch the vision and the mission of who we are and what we're doing, and that they want to get on board with that. And give financially to that so that we can keep, at least for another year, offering hope and help in the name of Christ to pregnant women.
Okay. And what time is the banquet?
It's at 6:30 p.m. is when the doors open. The speaker usually starts around 7.
Okay. Okay. And it's 2 weeks from today?
That's right. Right. For more information, you can always call our center, which is 662-234-4414.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty then. And I want to encourage every listener, if you possibly can get to their banquet, please do. I'm going to try to get there.
I would love to see you there. Absolutely. And,
but again, the banquets of pregnancy clinics are typically wonderful events whereby you have you learn more about the great work that they do, and typically hear testimonies, recorded testimonies of lives who've been touched and changed.
Yes.
Because of their encounter, their experience in encountering the work of the pregnancy clinic. But also, as she mentioned, Ryan Bomberger, outstanding servant of the Lord,
yes,
who's doing great work in the kingdom of God. And Ryan also happens to be someone who, he was sued by Planned Parenthood.
Right.
You know,
him at all.
Sued
the
by
NAACP.
NAACP.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it had to do with him speaking out, speaking truth.
Yes.
About something that they weren't doing. And so it's important to know, too, that he's really a civil rights leader in the truest sense of the word.
He is.
And has done great work in the kingdom of God and continues to. So if you can come out 2 weeks from today to the banquet for the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, please do.
Yeah.
And once again, that number, if they want more information.
662-234-4414. Ryan's big thing is be a factivist, not an activist. Anybody can be an activist. We want factivists. We want people who are speaking truth, truth. I wanted to touch on briefly when you said testimonies from actual clients. This year, we are featuring some absolutely stunning professional photographs of some of our clients who had babies in the past year. We're really excited about that. Those will all be featured. And if I may, I'd like to share maybe a brief story.
Please do.
Of course, I'm not going to use names or other identifying details because confidentiality is so extremely important to us and to our clients. But stories are important. You know, people remember stories. And I would like to share one with you about a young lady who came to our center for the first time about a year, well, it was over a year ago. And I've only been the director there. It'll be 3 years in October. So she always stands out to me as sort of the most powerful experience that I've had there. She, I could tell when she came in, was pretty distressed. But we see that a lot. And as we sat down and we got to talking, she shared with me that she had literally just gotten back from Memphis, that she had gone up there to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. And she also proceeded to tell me that they did the ultrasound on her, and they told her there was nothing there. They said, you have an empty ultrasound. There's no problem. It's going to be just fine. They gave her the first of two abortion pills in a little cup, you know, and she's standing there, and she's holding that cup with the pill in it. She's standing there at the brink, literally, of life and death, and she says her file flips open, and she sees the picture of the ultrasound, and there's a fully formed baby in that picture.
But they told her they didn't see anything.
Right. So it was in that moment, she says, she set the cup down, she told the nurse, I need a minute, and she walked out, and she came to us. So that's where we found her. She came to us. We did sit down. We talked. We established a rapport and a relationship. We gave her an ultrasound, and we gave her the truth and the facts there, and just the encouragement and the support that she needed. I am so excited to say that that precious baby was born. That precious baby was born in February, and she has actually told me since then that he just came out of the womb smiling, and he just smiles.
Just glad to be here.
It's like his purpose, his mission in life is to bless everybody who comes into contact with him. And I just, all I can say is praise God.
That's good.
Praise God that she came to us, that we were there for her, and that God worked that miracle. It's just awesome, you know?
You know, Rebecca, that's a powerful story, and it's so it's so powerful to recognize that pregnancy clinics have stories like that basically every day.
Every day.
All over the place.
All over the country.
And I appreciate so much you sharing that. You know, as a pastor who's attempted to try to address this issue, I see this, and this is a scenario that I actually see tragically too often, but many people don't realize that it's against the law to coerce a woman that wants to keep her baby to get an abortion.
Right.
But lots of people don't know that. But there are lots of instances where they're the parents that will try to force a teenage girl who's pregnant to get an abortion. Well, that's against the law.
Right.
But typically the parents don't know that. The teenagers don't know it either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't know how many times I've seen or heard of situations where you have a situation where the parents just schedule an abortion regardless of what their daughter wanted. And for whatever reason, the abortion didn't happen and the baby was born. And, you know, of all the people that fall in love with a baby, nobody falls in love with them more than the granddad and grandma.
That's right, grandparents.
And typically their thoughts are, how in the world could I ever thought about aborting my beautiful grandson or
that's
granddaughter?
Right. We see that all the time.
But the tragedy is when they go through with it, time and time again, they'll turn around and say, only if I had known how devastating it would be to our daughter. And often they'll have problems with the relationship with their daughter, sometimes for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
And they thought, oh, she'll get over in a few weeks. And then 10, 20, 30 years later, the relationship is not what it should be.
That's right.
Because of that tragedy. So when we preach and teach the truth, we help not just women, individual women, we help families,
the whole
marriages.
Family. That's right. The tentacles of abortion are so far reaching. It's not just the mother carrying the child that's affected. And what you just described is very similar to the testimony of our banquet speaker a couple of years ago. She and her father came and spoke. He was a youth pastor of a church. She got pregnant. I think she was like 18. You know, Miss Popularity, senior year in high school with the captain of the football team. And all of a sudden, when the shoe was on the other foot, it was just a whole different situation. And he, the father, this Christian man, this youth pastor, drove her to the abortion clinic and paid for it. And she had the abortion, and their relationship was adversely affected. For years and years, he said, all laughter, all emotion of any kind just left our house. And it was just almost irreparable. But through the work of Christ, they have reconciled, and now they do have this powerful testimony that they go around sharing with others. But a lot of people who come to us identify as Christians. I think a lot of people don't understand that either. Abortion is very much inside the church. It's not an issue outside the church. It's right up in the middle of the church. Every third woman now, if you look at a congregation and you go one, two, three down the pews, women have had abortions. And so that's something that we're trying to address.
You know, that's, and it's so widespread that basically it touches every congregation in this nation.
It does.
And now you run into some people that think, well, it's just every once in a while, it's just a few people, but don't realize it's huge.
It's huge.
But of course, the fact is people don't broadcast the fact that they've had abortions. And, you know, for those people that say, well, it's a woman's issue and men ought to stay out of it. Well, that's a foolish thing to say. Because 100% of the time there's a man in the picture. And many times he's in the background encouraging the woman, even though she wants may want to keep her baby. He's in the background sometimes telling her, you're going to get an abortion. So it's an issue for men and women to grapple with. And the statistic I heard was somewhere around 70% of the people that go have abortions will say they're Christians.
Right.
So a huge percentage.
Huge. Absolutely.
Rebecca, would you pray for our listeners as it relates to addressing these kinds of issues from a godly perspective?
Sure. Dear God, Heavenly Father, this is an issue that only you can resolve. We have to be able to give this to you, God, and trust you that you are sovereign, that you are always at work. You never sleep. You never slumber. You never abandon or forsake us, Lord. I want to pray specifically for men right now. I want to pray for men, Lord, that they would step up and that they would assume these roles of spiritual leader of the family. Lord, the word says that the man is to be the leader of the household.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just pray that they would have the courage and the fortitude to step up and assume that. Lord, so many times in our line of work, we see men who come in and like the pastor said, they're either pressuring the woman to abort or maybe they're just saying whatever she wants to do. It's her body and it's her choice and I'm behind her whatever she wants to do. Lord, would you not raise up a generation of men who would say, you're having my baby.
Yes, Lord.
Because this is our child, and we have created this child, and we are a family now.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to be a godly mom and a godly dad for this child, and we are going to raise this child up to serve the Lord. Please, Lord, draw out more men to be men of God, to be fathers and to be husbands. And Father, for women who've had abortions, because we've been talking about that a little bit, that pain goes so deep, the guilt and the shame, they don't want anybody to know about it. Lord, please speak to their hearts right now and have them to know that there is no sin too dirty or too ugly that you can't forgive it. That's what you went to the cross for. That's what your blood covers and cleanses. And Lord, have these women know that there is hope, there is help and healing for them. Our ministry has a specific program for that.
Thank
we have people
Jesus.
That they can talk to. We have a forgiven and set free Bible study,
Thank
Lord, that's available.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, help them to reach out before it's too late. Amen.
Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Rebecca Bishop. We'll be right back.
In case you missed it.
Well, I wear my expressions on my face, so Dainty C would know right off if she say something that I don't like. Okay.
And it could, you know, on my part, it may not even be intentional.
But what if your husband's face is always serious? I never know.
But no, you got that face. Every husband has that disapproval face.
Yeah, they do. Y'all do. No. That's ridiculous.
Tune in weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, the sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do. In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Real love is more than something you feel. It's something you do. Dr. Tony Evans talks about one of the most important things a loving husband needs to do for his wife as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When you married your wife, you did not only marry your wife, you married her history. The good parts you will enjoy, the bad parts you don't get to see till after the honeymoon. You get to see her with makeup on, you get to see her with lipstick on, eyelashes that you thought were real. You get tricked is what you get. You don't... And after marriage, you discover something. I didn't know you were like that. And I didn't know you were a fusser. You didn't fuss when we were dating. I didn't know that you screamed like that. I didn't know you snored like that. I didn't know that you couldn't cook at all. I didn't know all of that. Guess what? If you love her, you have to be her sanctifier. That is to place this person in a unique category and take her from where she is to where she needs to go. It is called in the Bible the process of sanctification or spiritual growth. When she shows you her problems, you now become Mr. Fix-It. What Jesus is to the church, you are to your mate. You are the sanctifier. So if she's messed up, your job is to fix it up. That's what it means to love.
For an in-depth look at what it means to be a godly husband and father, check out Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man. It'll teach you how to follow God's agenda for the home, work, at church, and in society. Get a copy for yourself. Details on Kingdom Man are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Thank you.
music of Planet Shakers, the song The Anthem. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our in-studio guest today is Rebecca Bishop, the director of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, Mississippi. And Rebecca, tell our listeners once more, again, if they're interested in getting to your banquet, tell them when and where and the details.
Okay, it's going to be Tuesday, September 27th. We do it at First Baptist Church in Oxford. That's right off the square on Van Buren. And it's at 6:30 p.m., and we are having a phenomenal speaker named Ryan Baumberger of the Radiance Foundation. He is not to be missed. It's a wonderful, delicious dinner, and it's just a great chance for believers to come together, to fellowship, to celebrate life. It's a chance for us to share our vision and our mission, our forward-looking glance at what we have on the horizon as far as helping women and men in our community choose life for their children. And you will be blessed for coming. You will not regret it. You will be so glad that you made the effort. So I just highly encourage everyone who can hear me, please give me a call. You can call me at 662-234-4414, and I can definitely hook you up on how to get a ticket. They are $20 this year. This is our only fundraiser for the year. This is where we try to make enough funds to keep operating for another year, to keep doing kingdom work for Jesus.
Amen. And let me say, Rebecca, again, my wife Birdie and I plan to be there, and I want to encourage every person listening, if you possibly can get there, please do, because again, if you go, you'll find it to be a life-changing event, because typically pregnancy clinics have a wonderful event when they have their banquets, but at the same time, as she mentioned, Ryan Baumberger is a very unique but an outstanding individual, very powerful speaker, very inspirational speaker, but also the audiovisual things that he's done are just so powerful as well, so it'll be just a blessing to get a chance to experience his presentation, whatever it may be. So if you can possibly come out on that night, again, 2 weeks from today, you'll greatly be blessed if you are able to be a part of that powerful event, again, at First Baptist Church in Oxford, Mississippi.
And if you want to go online and just go to YouTube and just do a search for Ryan Baumberger speaker, and watch some of the videos that come up, you will get so fired up. You'll be so inspired. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, some of the pro-life spots that we run were produced by Ryan Baumberger.
Awesome.
And his ministry as well. So.
Yeah, he's very talented, graphic designer and artist, and yep.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, in this last segment, I want to ask if you'll share with our listeners a little about the work of your prayer team that works alongside, or, well, is it a part of the outreach and ministry of the Pregnancy Test Center?
Prayer, intercessory prayer, is quite possibly the most important aspect of our ministry. Mm-hmm. It is so important that we have designated people covering us daily. It's humbling. It's overwhelming. We're so grateful for it. Miss Sylvia Lowe, I hope Miss Sylvia is listening. I don't know if she is today or not. I love Miss Sylvia, and she is the head of our prayer team. And we have men and women under her who get an email every week, every Friday. I am emailing them both praises and concerns from the previous week. And they're praying. They're praying for the ministry, for protection, for provision. They're praying for specific client situations. If we've had an abortion-minded girl come in, we're praying, you know, that maybe she'll come back for that second ultrasound, or just that God would cover her and protect her and bind the enemy. Mm-hmm. Prayer is so important. We get a front row seat to, I mean, you can ask anyone else who works there at the center with me, whether they're a staff member or a volunteer, we see prayer answered, sometimes within hours, mm-hmm. not days and not weeks, but I'm serious, hours. And it is mm-hmm. so awesome to witness. Prayer is powerful. Prayer works. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, as the word tells us. And we definitely believe that.
Amen. Well, I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to pray, and you, and then I'll pray as well, for God to raise up more prayer warriors that will come alongside ministries like yours, but who will come alongside ministries, period, because, again, so much of what happens in the kingdom of God is it's spiritual warfare, and it's done in the prayer closet.
It is.
And it's important for us to never take that lightly. Now, there's a time to pray, and then there's a time to get up and put feet to your prayers as well.
Sure.
But we should never underestimate the fact that a critical part of everything in the kingdom of God is prayer. Would you?
I would be honored to. Thank you. And I do most of my best prayer behind the wheel of my van. I have 3-year-old twins and a 15-month-old, so I share with clients, you know, look, pray.
That's right.
And it can be in the car. It can be anywhere. Mm-hmm. Just go to the Lord. Give it to him.
Or just always keep your eyes open when
you're
in the vehicle.
Yes, do make sure, right, that you're watching the road. Don't close your eyes. But absolutely, let's go to him now.
Okay.
Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the prayer team that we do have. We thank you, Lord, that you have raised up men and women who cover us that way. But there's always room for more. There's always room. Lord, raise up even more and more of your remnant believers, those who truly believe on you, believe that you are who you say you are, Lord, and have them to join us. Join their voices to ours, Lord, as we create and encourage this culture of life and not death. Lord, just have them to know that there is room for them in this kingdom work, and we need them. We can't be complacent. We cannot just sit on the sidelines anymore, Lord. We have to be that voice for the voiceless. And so much of that involves prayer, Lord. You tell us in your word that our battles aren't with flesh and blood.
Yes.
It's these dark forces in the heavenly realms, Lord. And we know that in this type of ministry. We feel it. We see it. We experience it every single day. I just cannot stress the importance, Lord, of coming to you with humble hearts, just prostrating ourselves at the foot of your throne, Lord, surrendering to you, submitting to you, being obedient to you, thy will and not ours be done, Lord, to bring you honor and glory in everything that we are thinking and saying and doing. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And Father, thank you. I do thank you and I praise you for the great, great work that the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford is doing and Park Gate Pregnancy Clinic here in Tupelo and the Pregnancy Clinic in Cleveland, Mississippi, the Pregnancy Clinic in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and so many other wonderful outreaches that are doing this very important work in the kingdom of God. Father, more and more raise up more people that will come alongside them as volunteers. Raise up more and more people that will give financially. But Lord, especially raise up more and more prayer warriors, people that will pray for your spirit to permeate the work that these wonderful places of ministry do. And that you raise up more people that will pray for your grace and mercy to be at work in the midst of the spiritual warfare all of them experience. Lord, help us to pray daily for those persons that work on the front lines of the pregnancy clinics. And help us to faithfully pray that you would just send forth more laborers and raise up more laborers who will really take interceding for these wonderful places of ministry serious. And help us to recognize, Lord, that it's the responsibility of every believer to get involved with the fight of standing for life and standing against the tragedy of abortion. Help us to recognize, Lord, that this is not a side issue, but when you have leaders, whether they be people that call themselves spiritual leaders or political leaders that support abortion, help us to recognize that it's a wicked thing and that we as believers need to understand clearly this is a very serious issue that is a priority issue in the kingdom of God because it's a priority issue in your heart, in your mind. Help us to never take it lightly. And help us as your people to do our part to pray, to intercede, and to do all we can, again, as standard bearers for life, but also as persons who are working alongside pregnancy clinics and who are also just in our own place of influence, speaking out to stand and encouraging others to stand for life and against the tragedy of abortion. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rebecca, our time is just about gone. Any final words you'd like to share with our listeners about how they can be of help to your or a ministry like yours?
Sure. If you'd like to reach out to us, we are so available and we are so accessible. We do not have three heads. We are just really, we're nice folks and we want to connect with you. We have a Facebook page. I try to stay on top of that daily. I'm constantly posting on things that are going on. So if you do Facebook, I would encourage you to check us out there. Facebook.com/SaveALife. And there's no E on save. So it's just SaveALife. Facebook.com/SaveALife. Or just do a search for Pregnancy Test Center of Oxford and we should pop up. Like our page. You can stay in the loop that way. Soon we will be coming out with an email version of our newsletter. in addition to the print one that we do every month. So there's going to be a way for guys and gals to get involved there too. We're going to actually be launching a brand new website in the coming months that will be savealifeoxford.com, and that's going to be solely for supporters, for donors, for people who want to volunteer, who want to get on board with us. That's going to be where you will go to register for our banquets and things like that. So I'll keep everyone updated on when that officially launches. And again, just pick up the phone and call us at 662-234-4414. Our main website, pregnancyoxford.com, is really for clients. That's going to be for girls who are considering abortion. They're maybe going to type in abortion or type in pregnancy test, and that website is going to come up, and hopefully they're going to reach out and call us and come in and sit down and chat with us. So there is a small tab on that site where you can donate online, but do be looking for that new website to come out soon. And,
okay.
Yeah, just reach out to us. We would love, love, love to talk with you.
Okay, and Rebecca, if somebody just says they want to get information about how to be a volunteer, mm-hmm. what would you tell them?
I'd say call me. I'd say come by the center. Let me give you a tour. Let me show you around so you can kind of put a face to a name sort of thing. Let me give you an application so that you can fill that out. Make sure that your beliefs are lining up with ours, and we will get you going. Miss Peggy, who was our director for 8 years before me, she still does our one-on-one volunteer training. Fabulous lady. You will be blessed. You will be blessed if you make that effort to come and get involved with us. I can promise you that.
All right. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the broadcast today.
Thank you for having me. What an honor.
All right. And please pray much for the work of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford, Mississippi, a great ministry that the Lord is using to do great things. Father, thank you again for Rebecca. Thank you for the staff she works with. Thank you for all the volunteers and all those that make up the ministry and the work of the Pregnancy Test Center in Oxford. Lord, bless that ministry indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. Give Rebecca and our staff vision, wisdom, and grace as they move forward doing your work in that place of ministry. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. We appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.